Okay, today we're Bez Hashem continuing in the 24th and final parak of Masech Shabbos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So generally speaking, if you something involves a lot of excessive tircha on Shabbos, even if it's no malacha, it's asr to do. However, you're allowed to prepare food for animals even if there's a lot of tircha involved. So how much tircha? Matir and pekiy amir l'fnei behema. You could untie bundles of straw, in order for an animal to have easier access to the food. So you're allowed to do that, scattering the straw afterwards so that it will present an aroma of food for the animal to smell and therefore be more enticed to eat it. That would be aser, because the animal could eat without you doing that. And on top of that, you're allowed to untie and scatter soft cedar branches for the animal to eat, because otherwise the animal just won't eat it. So you got to do whatever will cause the animal to eat. Avalos is zirin, but you're not allowed to scatter bundles of straw that are bound in three different places, because when it's tied in three places and packed very tightly together, the animal's not going to want to eat it. But once it's untied, the animal will eat it. You don't have to scatter it in order for the animal to eat it. So if it's tied in three places, all you need to do is untie it. You're not allowed to scatter it. In Maraskin, lo, you're not allowed to chop up the fodder or the charuvin, the carob, for an animal, because those items are soft enough that they don't need to be chopped up for the animal to eat it. So even though it makes it easier for the animal to eat and more appetizing and easier to digest, but it's not necessary. And that's whether it's a small animal or a big animal, they're able to eat the food without you chopping it up for them. However, Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to shred the carobs for a small animal, because it won't really be able to eat it without you chopping it for the animal. Then the Mishnah Gimel goes on to continue this conversation, that in Ovsin as a gomel v'lo dorsin, you're not allowed to stuff food into the mouth of a camel, or even a small amount of food, by pushing the food into the camel's throat, so that it won't be able to spit it out. Aval mal eaten, but you could put food down its throat to the point where the camel can still spit it out, because that's not such a big effort. To stick it all the way down its throat, that's a much bigger effort. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to fatten calves by force feeding the calves, but you're allowed to put food down their throats to the point where they can still spit it back out. You could put food down the throats of chickens, up to the point where they can still spit it out. So it seems to be all the same, whether it's a camel or whether it's an egel or whether it's a chicken, that you could stuff food in the mouth, but not to the point where they're not going to be able to spit it out. You're allowed to put water into bran for animals, avalo govlin, but you're not allowed to knead the bran and the water together, because just putting the water into the bran is not a violation of any of the malach. It's not a violation of lisha, but once you knead them together, that's going to be a violation of lisha. That would be a violation of a malacha, so you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put water in front of bees or in front of doves in a dove nest to drink, because they can find their own water. They don't need you to do that, and therefore it's excessive tircha. But you're allowed to put water in front of geese and chickens and certain types of pigeons, because they need the water that you're going to provide them. They're not going to be able to find it on its own, and therefore it's not considered tircha yaseira. So essentially we learned in Mishnah Beis that you're allowed to do whatever it takes to make the animal eat, but if the animal would eat anyway, then any tircha beyond that you're not allowed to do. So once you've untied the bundles, you're not allowed to scatter them if the animal would eat anyway. And then the Mishnah Gimel, we learned that you're allowed to stuff food in an animal's mouth, but only to the point where the animal could still spit it out. If it's beyond the point where an animal could spit it out, then you're not allowed to do that. And also you're allowed to mix water with bran, but you're not allowed to actually knead them together. And when it comes to placing water in front of an animal, it depends if that animal is able to fend for itself, to find its own water, or unable to fend for itself. Bezus Hashem, next time we'll do Mishnayos Dalet and Hey, and we will finish Bezus Hashem Maseches Shabbos.